Again, this morning's breakfast is sponsored by Yeshua and Louisa Solomon, as Shalach Vatat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted to, as we begin Sefira Sa'omer, once again, to touch upon one of the most popular questions that comes up during Sefira every year, which is the switching between different minhagim of Sefira, and the related question as to when weddings are permissible during the Sefira period, if at all. And the famous tshuva in this regard is of Moshe's tshuva in Igros Moshe, or Achaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Nun Tes. Moshe was asked about weddings during Sefira period. When are they permissible? When not? And Moshe begins by explaining that there are different minhagim with regard to when one observes the Avelus of Sefira. And the minhagim, Moshe writes, are the Shita of the Mechaber is that Sefira is observed from Pesach until the morning following Lag BaOmer, the 34th of the Omer. That's when the Sfardim cease to observe their morning period. The Ramah implies that the Sefira period ends not on Lamed Dalet BaOmer, but it ends on Lamed Gimel BaOmer, starting with Pesach, ending on Lamed Gimel BaOmer. And then there are other minhagim, which are, for example, to begin Sefira Sa'omer only after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and to then prohibit, let's say, haircuts from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuos, which would mean that up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar and including Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's permissible to get a haircut, and then it's prohibited from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuos, excluding Lag BaOmer. That's one minhag. There's another minhag that begins the issue of haircuts starting with Rosh Chodesh Iyar up to the first day of Shloshes Mehagbalah, once again excluding Lag BaOmer. And there's a third minhag that begins the Isser of haircuts and the minhagim of Avelos of Sefira from after Pesach up until Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Excluding the days of Lag BaOmer and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Excluding days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer. So again, that third last minhag would be from after Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, excluding the days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer. Okay, so those are the basic range of minhagim. Again, from post Pesach until either Lamed Dalet BaOmer until Lamed Gimel BaOmer, or from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuot, or starting with Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shloshes Mehagbalah, or from post-Pesach up until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, excluding Rosh Chodesh Iyar and excluding Lag BaOmer, and the Minhagim that also, as I mentioned before, begin from Rosh Chodesh Iyar and go to either Erev Shavuot or Shloshes Mehagbalah, also exclude Lag BaOmer. So Moshe then has the following Chiddush. He says, there are two basic explanations or approaches to these minhagim. One approach is to answer the days on which the Talmid Rebbe Akiva actually died. And therefore the shita of the Shulchan Aruch that says that Sefira Sa'omer extends until Lamed Dalet BaOmer is of the opinion that they died on those actual days. They died on those actual days. From after Pesach up until Lamed Dalet BaOmer, they died on those actual days. That's why we observe the minhagim of Sefira on those days. The shittos that keep the minhag from, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuot or until Shloshes Mehagbalah, those shittos are of the opinion that you don't have to keep the actual days on which the Talmidim died on. You just have to keep 33 days of Avelos corresponding to the same number of days on which the Talmidim died on. So those are the two approaches that Moshe says. Whether you have to observe dafka the days on which they actually died on, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you've got to observe the first 33 days up until Lamed Dalet BaOmer. Or whether you can just observe any 33 days, last dafka the days they actually died on, which is the basis for the minhagim that go from Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Shloshes Mehagbalah, or after Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Erev Shavuos, or even from after Pesach to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, excluding Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer. So Moshe says, if you're observing one of the minhagim that assumes that you can keep any 33 days, last dafka the actual days they died on, you can switch within those minhagim from year to year, because those are all the same basic minhag. If you hold the basic minhag is to observe any 33 days, lav dafka the days they died on, you can change from one of those minhagim to the other one of those minhagim. So therefore, if 1 year I keep from starting with Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shlosh Mehagbala, the next year I can keep from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Erev Shavuot. And the third year I can keep from post Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, excluding Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, because all of those three minhagim are all based on the same premise that all you have to do is keep 33 days, not the actual days they died on. What about the minhag of the Ramah that seems to be saying that you can keep the minhag of Sfira from post Pesach until Lag BaOmer? What about that minhag? What is that assuming? Is that assuming you have to keep the actual days they died on? Or is that assuming just keep any 33 days? And that's a very important question, because if it's just assuming that you can keep any 33 days, then I can switch from that minhag to the minhag of second sphere, as we call it. If that minhag, quote in the Ramah, assumes you have to keep the actual days they died on, then I'd not be allowed to switch from that first minhag to the second minhag. So Moshe quotes this as a machlokas between the Bach and the Gra. But Moshe says, according to the Vilna Gaon, according to the Gra, the Shita quoted in the Ramah to keep the first sphere from post-Pesach to Lag BaOmer assumes you have to keep the actual days they died on. According to the Gra then, you would not be allowed to switch from what we call first sphere to what we call second sphere, or vice versa. The Bach, however, says that even those who keep the first minhag from post-Pesach to Lag BaOmer are also assuming you can keep any 33 days, and according to the Bach, you would be allowed to switch from what we call first sphere to second sphere, or vice versa. And Moshe writes that since Sfira is just a minog, we're no heg lahakel when it comes to these issues. Therefore, there is grounds to change between the first and second minog of Sfira, like the Bach, even though against the Gra it would be us to make that switch. Rav Moshe ended the tshuva, then says that Lamaisa, one can therefore allow weddings post-Pesach until after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, because that's the second minhag we mentioned before, to go from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, till Erev Shavuos. Moshe says you can also allow Lag BaOmer, both night and day Lag BaOmer, to get married. And then he says the following. He says, also you can allow weddings from after Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Why? Because that other minhag we mentioned, from post-Pesach till Rosh Chodesh Sivan, excluding Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, is also a minhag based on the notion that you keep any 33 days. So Moshe says you can lechatchila allow to get married up until after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or on Lag BaOmer night or day, or post Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's what Chatzchila of Moshe says. On Rosh Chodesh Iyar itself, he says you can allow, because according to one of the minhagim, you can go starting from after Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Erev Shavuos. Therefore, the Chatzchila says you can get married up until and including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You can get married on Lag BaOmer night and day, and you can get married post Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because all of those three minhagim are all based on the same premise that you keep any 33 days of Sfira, and that's all, you can switch between those various options from year to year. Meaning this year I can keep from post-Pesach to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and then get married after Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And next year I can keep from post-Rosh Chodesh Iyar to Erev Shavuos and get married before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. What about getting married after Lag BaOmer? Can you do that before Rosh Chodesh Sivan, after Lag BaOmer? According to the Shulchan Aruch, that's allowed. Post-Lag BaOmer until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you're allowed to get married. It's after the first Sfira. What about Ashkenazim? Says the Igros Moshe. Moshe writes, he says, even though according to the Bach, the first minhag of Sfira and the second minhag of Sfira are also based on the same premise, that you keep any 33 days that you want, and therefore according to the Bach, you would even be allowed 1 year to switch from the second minhag to the first minhag, and say I'll get married after Lag BaOmer. However, Moshe says, since according to the Gra, the two minhagim, first and second, are not interchangeable, and if according to the Gra, you could not switch from second minhag to the first minhag, and you're not be allowed to get married after Lag BaOmer before Rosh Chodesh Sivan, according to the Gra. Therefore, Moshe says, B'shas Hatchak Gadol, Ashkenazim also can be matir like the Bach to get married after Lag BaOmer, but if it's not Shas Hatchak Gadol, Moshe says, one should be matir for the Gra to assume that the first minhag and the second minhag are not interchangeable, and therefore Ashkenazim, says Reb Moshe, if it's not a Shas Hatchak Gadol, should not switch from the second minhag to the first minhag and assume that you can get married after Lag BaOmer before Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Now, Rav Moshe doesn't spell out here, but what he seems to be assuming is that Rav Moshe was of the opinion that Ashkenazim should be keeping the second minhag of Sfira. Now, his base assumption, which he doesn't spell out so clearly, but seems to be implicit, is that Rav Moshe holds that the proper minhag for the Ashkenazim to follow is the second minhag of Sfira. And therefore he's discussing, if you're starting off with that assumption, you're keeping second minhag Sfira, can I switch to first minhag and get mad after Lag BaOmer? So now he says, B'shas Hadchag Gadol, you can, because you can assume like the Bach, that the first minhag and second minhag are interchangeable. But if it's not B'shas Hadchag Gadol, you should assume like Rav Moshe, like the Gros says Rav Moshe, that you can't change from second minhag to the first minhag. Now Rav Moshe does write in the context of this Shuvah, he says, interestingly, he says that the halacha Shulchan Aruch is mashma, that even if somebody gets married be'isser during Sfira, his invited guests are allowed to come to his wedding and be mesameach with him. Why? Because Rav Moshe says, the Shulchan Aruch says, she'im kofat v'kines, if somebody gets married be'isser during Sfira, you don't punish him. Now if you don't punish him, that means that you're probably allowed to go to his wedding, because if no one's going to go to his wedding, that's pretty much punishing him for getting married be'isser. So Rav Moshe says that it seems like from the Shulchan Aruch that even if one gets married be'isser, you would be allowed to go to his wedding, because if you don't, that would be considered penalizing him, which the Shulchan Aruch says you don't do. Now what's interesting is that I was told that Rav Moshe, although he doesn't say it in this tshuva, Rav Moshe would in fact tell people not to go to weddings that were held by Ashkenazim after Lag BaOmer, before Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Because Rav Moshe held that the Ashkenazim should be keeping the second minhag Sfira, not the first minhag Sfira, and because he holds that if it's not a Shas Hachad Gadol, you can't allow an Ashkenazi to switch from second minhag to first minhag to get married after Lag BaOmer, before Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Apparently Rav Moshe, it is known, would tell people who asked him not to go to weddings of Ashkenazim who got married after Lag BaOmer, before Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It's interesting because that's against Rav Moshe's own tshuva here. You know, in the tshuva he says, it's mashm from the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to go to a wedding of somebody who got married even b'Isser, even during Sfira L'Koladeus. Rav Moshe says, it's mashm from the Shulchan Aruch, you can go to somebody's wedding when he gets married b'Isser. And yet apparently Rav Moshe L'Maisa would tell people not to go to weddings of Ashkenazim who got married post Lag BaOmer, before Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Again, Me'ikar's instance, like a motion of Tshuvas here, holds its mutter, but perhaps because he wants to discourage people from getting married if they were Ashkenazim between Lag BaOmer and Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he would tell people not to go to such weddings, I guess, to make the point that that shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done that way unless it's a Shas Hadchag Gadol. But the bottom line, again, is Rav Moshe allows switching between the various permutations of the second minhag of Sfira. So whether you keep Sfira from starting with Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shlosh Me'agbala, or following Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Erev Shavuos, or post Pesach till Rosh Chodesh Sivan, excluding Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Lag BaOmer, Rav Moshe allowed the switching between those various permutations of the minhagim to switch from the second minhag to the first minhag that he apparently only allowed for Ashkenazim Mishas Hadchag Gadol. Otherwise, he would not encourage that. But Sfarim, however, who do keep the first minhag of Sfira, Rav Moshe would allow them, of course, to get married post Lag BaOmer, because that's what Sfarim Paskin, according to the Shulchan Aruch.